Blog Talk Radio.
Daily Show. Hey, I said it right this time. Yay. Starring me,
yay,
of course, because, you know, I'm the Duh and the Kaylee, or am I the Dak and the Ailey Show?
I mean, we could be the Duh. I like that. You're the Duh and I'm the Kaylee.
There you go. That makes sense. Mrs. Oh, I can't do an intro today. You hear that, people?
Well, yeah,
she cannot do the intro.
I can't. I'm shy.
And I'm not.
That's you're supposed to be a stand-up comedian, so you better get to be in one of those. You got to be on stage all the time. You don't have the luxury of being shy.
I'm shy in person, but when I'm like on stage, it's like totally different. It's like a different personality that comes out.
The real entertainer, everyone, Dakota Wheatley.
Oh, you know it.
So today's show, we're supposed to be talking about TGIF, Saturday morning cartoons, and fun, like, 90s pop culture stuff.
Yes.
So I'm excited.
Sounds about right.
I am going purely off memory.
My research is, I literally just wrote down a bunch of names of TGIF shows on a piece of paper. Didn't write nothing else about them, just the name.
Oh, okay, great.
So this is going to be
awesome.
I'm
so glad we're so prepared for this. Yeah, we're ripping.
I'm super prepared.
Ripping tonight.
I'm super prepared. I got this. All right. All right. So last night when we did our little hype show, we talked about Family Matters and Boy Meets World, so we don't really have to cover them again. So, okay, well, let's see. I'll start the list with Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, my gosh. So, back before I was ever into, like, this witch stuff, I was like, Sabrina the Teenage Witch is one of the most annoying characters ever written. The best thing about that show was Salem.
Yes.
I mean, who doesn't want a black cat that pretty much all he does is talk shit, and like he's the pepper and like to the bland Sabrina world.
I really
the majority
stopped watching
of,
the show.
Of her show.
Mm-hmm. I stopped watching it when she went to college, and like they added all those new characters and shit. That's when
I
kind of lost
it
me.
That far.
Not really. Like, I've only caught a couple of those episodes, and that kind of lost me, so I kind of just, like... But, I don't know. I always thought it was an okay show. The movie kind of sucked, because I think it was a movie first.
Yeah.
And then
bad.
I'm pretty sure it was, like, a comic book at one
point. Oh, yeah. I think it was a comic book at one point. Have you seen the reboot? No.
I haven't, but I heard it was pretty good. I heard it's a lot more darker than the original.
Yes. So I feel like they did a better job with the overall spooky ambiance. It wasn't so much like whiny teenager might be a witch and does annoying stuff to get back at people who slight her. It was more like, I'm Sabrina and I can do cool stuff, but also like I'm trying to be a good person. And I really enjoy that, you know, in like a world that's spooky, that she's like still doing good stuff and being kind of like a small town hero, which I think is adorable.
Does it have like the same characters or?
I mean, I think that they're the same, but it's been so long since I've seen the original show. I don't really know.
I just remember the black cat. The two aunts, and then there's the boyfriend, dude. That's, like, the only ones I remember from the show.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, her best friend.
Oh, yeah, and the principal guy.
Oh, yeah, and the principal guy. Yeah, so I know the principal guy's in the new one, and I know she still has a boyfriend, and I know she still has, like, a best friend character. But I really liked... because I've just been watching the snippets. I'm obsessed with other shows. So I haven't really been keeping up with the new. But yes, I've heard like really good things on all the reviews. I mean, if you read all the reviews, like on Rotten Tomatoes and all that stuff, and like little blogs all over the interwebs, like it looks like a decent show. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, next show on the list, Full House.
Full House. Now that was Bob Saget, right?
Yes.
Oh man.
And Uncle Jesse, which I forgot it was. Oh, John Stamos.
Oh,
there you go.
John Stamos. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like a '90s sex symbol, right? Who was?
I don't know. I wasn't really into sex in the '90s. I was like 8.
Right, right. Yeah, I
and
think,
I wouldn't have been into John Stamos anyways. I was probably more into Pamela Anderson or something of that nature.
Well, I mean, so John Stamos, like, eventually, like, he was married to Rebecca Romijn, right? And Rebecca Romijn Stamos was Mystique in the X-Men movies.
Okay.
So, I mean,
well, damn.
Yeah.
I think you
so,
can probably
like,
connect. I think you can connect everybody to MCU somehow. We should do a show on that one day, connecting people to the MCU.
Oh yeah, probably actually. I think that'd be pretty fun.
We could connect the cast of Friends to it because Paul Rudd is on there, and he's Ant-Man.
Oh, that's
so bam,
true.
They're all in.
I didn't think of that.
See who else?
I forgot Paul Rudd was on there.
Trying to think of who. Ooh, the people from The Walking Dead's connected to it because one of the Black Panther chicks is the chick from The Walking Dead. So bam.
Oh, cool. Oh, you know what? I think I remember seeing that.
And then
I think everybody can be connected to.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like somehow everybody can be connected. Because Chris Evans has been in a lot of movies and the dude that plays Star-Lord's been in a lot of shit, so I'm pretty sure between all of them, you connect everybody to the MCU somehow.
Yeah. What is the name of the guy who plays Star-Lord? Chris something?
I get Pratt. His name in Southern... okay, is it Chris Pratt? Because I get Chris Pratt and Chris...
Pine
mixed up. Thank you. I get their names mixed up, not
Chris...
like...
So the reason that I know Chris Pine is because he played, you know, he was, you know, William Shatner's character on Star Trek. So, yeah. So like Star Trek, like I love Star Trek. I'm more of like a Next Generation person. The original series is fine and dandy, but like for me, there is no better captain of any ship ever that has existed any time except for Jean-Luc Picard is like,
and he played Professor X in the X-Men.
Marvel Universe.
It all thickens.
Exactly. Anyway, we got off subject because I'll go off on a tangent. We'll just talk about the new Dune movie and stuff. Like I can't stop myself from being a big old sci-fi nerd because that's what I enjoy.
Well, that'll be next week's episode. It's going to be this random sci-fi movies.
Oh yes, can we do like random like sci-fi movies and shows? Like let's do that. That sounds good to me. So movies and TV shows. That's what we're going to focus on. Because I'll start it off way weird. Like we'll start with Twin Peaks. And I'll just
You are starting off weird.
Yeah, I know. It's my one of my favorite shows. Speaking of,
if you're gonna start with Twin Peaks, I'm gonna have to do Fantasy Island or something.
Oh man, Fantasy Island.
One up the weird scale.
Oh yeah, that's bringing it back. There's nothing weirder than an island where all of your fantasies come true for a price, and the price is you have to learn something about yourself.
Okay. Would you rather? I got something for you. Would you rather be on Fantasy Island or Gilligan's Island?
Oh man, that's so hard, right? It's like, so Fantasy Island is gonna forcefully make me to be introspective and like have me go through like some sort of catharsis, which is like emotionally trying, right? And on Gilligan's Island, like I could just bother the hell out of everybody and steal all their stuff and like be a general nuisance. I mean, we're standard, but those people are predictable.
So you'd be the bad guy on Gilligan's Island, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, did they ever have a real bad guy? I don't think they did. It was like the, I think it was like the rich couple was just annoying as hell and like mildly inconvenienced everyone else. And
right.
That was the show. It was just like, oh, Gilligan's an idiot, and the skipper's kind of mean, and, like, the rich people suck, and the movie star's an idiot, and then the girl with the pigtails is sweet. The end.
And then Professor is smart. That was about it.
Oh, true. And the professor's smart. And they were like, I forgot about the professor. Oh, man, I'm a bad person. And so,
how can you forget about the guy who can build a freaking phone out of a coconut, man?
I know. Well, I mean, because for me, I was so focused on the rich people being, like, needy. I was like, bro, this isn't Green Acres. Like, you're on an island, and I'm sorry that you don't have servants, but the fact that you're rich doesn't entitle you to also whitewash this island. Like, I hate you so much. So, and then Gilligan's like, dopey dope, I'm a dope. And Skipper's like, ah, it was very, like, Abbott and Costello kind of feel.
The dude that played Gilligan in real life is sort of an idiot. He got caught sending weed in the mail to Marianne from the show back in the day.
Oh, no way. That's beautiful. It actually really fits both of their personalities very well. Because Marianne would just be like, oh, I don't know, whatever you feel is right, Gilligan, because you're so great. And then he would be like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to shoot the moon with his boomerang. Like, you know, that kind of stuff. He's like, I could totally get this coconut out of this tree if I concentrate really hard on it. And that's what he did. He was like, I'm going to send you weed in the mail. And she was like, that sounds like a great idea.
I think I would have took care of Gilligan, like, first day on the island. I would have been like, guys, he didn't make it to the island. He must have drowned.
With
push his body back in the water and let him float off somewhere.
Exactly. Hey, you know, you could use his bait, though. Waste not, whatnot. Seriously, that's what I would do if I was on an island and like somebody. So let's say that like we're in a situation, Dakota. Like, don't be offended, right? But like, if we were ever in a situation and like died and I got stranded on an island, I would not bury you at sea. I would probably preserve pieces of you as bait to catch fish to keep myself alive, and I would probably utilize everything that I could off of you in order to keep myself alive.
If we're ever on an island and I die first, you use me for anything. It's okay. I give you permission.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. That's
just don't
like,
touch the beach.
I want you to put that in your last will and testament, though. Like, if by any chance I die in like a shipwreck or a plane crash in the ocean, and I end up on a deserted island with Kaylee. When I die, she is allowed to use my bones to make one thing. Like, I want
I'm
that.
Writing it right now. I am putting that in my will right now as we speak.
Thank you. Thanks, LegalZoom, for having the ability to write will whenever we want.
Right.
So we went way off tangent for a second. Let's go back to 90s GIF because it is Friday. And we need to celebrate appropriately. So what's next on our list?
All right. Well, next on the TGIS list is Clueless.
So Clueless, I never watched the show. I watched the movie. I liked the movie.
Which I think Paul Rudd is in too. Oh, my God. It all leads back to the MCU, I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like you know way too much about Paul Rudd's body of work. Do you dangle over him often?
I got like three of his posters right here on my wall right now.
You know what I like about him is that, like, as time progresses, he looks younger. Like, I feel like somebody dipped him in the
family. I know, like,
or like he's got
That's what it is. Like, I look up to him, so like I keep looking younger too. So it's all good. Like,
oh,
the older
that
I get,
it is?
That's what it is. I'm a Paul Rudd fan, so my youth stays with me.
Yeah, but does he, like, he makes a pact with all of his fans. He's like, guys, if you worship the ground I walk on, I will give you the secret to eternal life.
Oh, my God. Mike Myers is now in the freaking MCU universe because Paul Rudd is in, like, Halloween 7 or some shit. It all connects.
No, he's not. Is he really?
Yeah, his first movie he did was, like, Halloween 4 or 5. Or it was one of them. It was
I didn't even know that.
It was the one where it was like...
Well, I think after the third one was awful.
It's the one where, like, the cult came and got him and shit.
Oh, I think that is 5, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I lost track after, like, the first two. Like, the first two were okay, then after that it was kind of...
Yeah. I love...
No, I did like the Halloween H2O one or whatever it was.
I didn't see that. I haven't seen any of the Halloween movies past the third one.
Well, Halloween H2O, it's sort of a reboot, but sort of isn't. Because you know how, like, Jamie Lee Curtis's character gets, like, killed off or whatever in, like, the third one or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, she's in this one where, like, she faked her death or something. And then there's another one that came out after that was pretty good that has a... It's like where they set up all these webcams around the house or something. I forget what it's called, but it's like people are watching Mike Myers go around killing people on the webcams and some shit.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. There was another movie about somebody was watching people get killed in, like, a hotel, and they were watching it all on the security cameras, but they didn't have any way to call for help. It was a really good, like, psychological thriller slash slasher film, you know?
Okay.
I wouldn't really call it
I don't think it's the one I'm thinking of, then. It ain't the one where they're all stuck in the elevator, is it?
No, it's not that one.
Okay. I think that one's called Devil.
Yeah. I just know it's so weird because, like, for horror movies, there's so many tropes that we always fall into, like, whenever writers are, like, writing these kinds of stories. So I tried to write a scary movie / story that I wanted to the movie, but, like, you accidentally stumble into the same things over and over again because there's only so many ways to stab somebody. There's only so many ways to terrify people while they watch you kill someone. And I don't know. It's just, that's why I think the Saw movies were so successful, is because it was something that nobody had ever done before. When the first Saw movie came out, it was a completely new sort of torture where you had to do it to yourself.
And the ending was one hell of a twist. Like, nobody saw that one coming.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're talking about the original, yeah?
Yeah. Now, I want to say after, like, the third one, maybe, I don't know. Which one is it where the cop becomes the killer guy? Like, the third or fourth one?
I think that's the third one. I'm going to be honest.
Well, from that one on, I thought it was stupid. I liked the first one, and I liked the one where they were in the house and the kid was in the safe the entire time or whatever.
Oh, my God, that was so good, right? I like that. So we got off on another tangent. Gosh, I'm so bad at this. So we need to focus. We're time traveling too much. So it's because 60 degrees of separation or whatever, 80 degrees of separation, I don't know.
That Kevin Bacon game, that's what I call it. It's like, we can connect
everybody
to Kevin
Bacon.
Yeah, Kevin
Bacon thing. Right, yes.
Well, can we connect Kevin Bacon to the MCU?
Oh, gosh, probably. We probably could. I mean, I'm sure he's been in something where someone else has been. Like...
He was the bad guy in that one X-Men movie.
Was he?
Yeah, First Class.
Was that him?
Yes, that was Kevin Bacon.
Him?
Yeah,
oh my God.
Pretty sure that was Kevin Bacon. the Nazi bad guy guy?
Yeah, that was him?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh my gosh.
I told you everybody should be connected to the MCU.
Everybody, even Kevin Bacon. Okay, here's the challenge. Are you ready for the challenge?
All right. Tom Hanks in the MCU.
There's your challenge, listeners. See if you can. I'm gonna let Dakota.
Tom Hanks was in a movie called Castaway, with a ball named Wilson, who, if you look and squint your eyes and stare into the background of a MCU scene where they're at the mall, you can see Wilson on the shelf.
I don't know if I'm gonna count that one.
Hey, Wilson.
I don't know. That's not. Wilson is an inanimate object, but I'll just we're gonna give you a half a point for that.
Damn it! I thought my made-up story would be a little better.
Yeah, listeners, if you can think of how to connect Tom Hanks to the MCU, let's blast us in the comments section so that we solve this mystery, because obviously Dakota just likes to lie to me in order to get street cred.
Oh my God, I just connected Tom Hanks to the MCU.
Did you?
I'm legit this time. Okay, I forget which one of the Da Vinci Code movies it is, though. It's the one where the cult leader, like, kills himself at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that girl, like, betrays him. And the cult leader is the dude that plays Angel in the X-Men movies. Bam.
Okay, I'm going to need hard proof, because now I don't believe you. So I'm going to have to go watch both of those movies in order to confirm.
I'm serious, though. I forget which one it is. It's Inferno. That's the name of it.
Okay.
Da Vinci Code to Inferno or whatever one it is. The dude that plays, like, the guy that, like, the cult leader guy or whatever that makes the mystery from the song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also the dude that plays Magneto is in the first one. As
the
bad guy. Yeah. He's that British bad guy dude in the first one. Or
oh,
whatever,
my gosh,
the rich guy
is.
That they go
oh,
to the...
man. We didn't even have to. That wasn't even hard.
Twice. I've connected Tom Hanks.
Dang. That was
three
times.
To count
challenge.
My Wilson Ball story.
Well, the Wilson Ball story definitely doesn't count.
Well, damn.
Because you even admitted that wasn't legit.
Look. No, I said I couldn't tell which one he was because there's like 50 of them, and I don't want to say all Wilson Balls look alike, but all Wilson Balls kind of look alike.
Racist.
Right? Damn fucking volleyballs.
Exactly. You shouldn't talk about our brothers in arms like that. So. Stop volleyball hate.
Right.
Okay, what's the next on my list?
I gotta stop laughing for a second here. All right, serious time. Back to the list. Let's go with dinosaurs.
Yeah, so, okay. So, like, I thought that it was kind of a cute, like, married with children kind of show, you know?
Right.
It was cute. But you told me the distressing truth about the ending of the show that I wasn't aware of.
Yeah, so this is a very depressing ending.
Spoiler alert, guys, if you know, you really want to watch that series from beginning to end.
Spoiler alert on a show that ended 25 years ago, but
Stop. You make me sound so old.
Does it make me sound old?
No.
I was around there too, babe.
Well, I mean,
but,
like, if you think about it, like, you're part of the Palmer cult, so it'll be fine.
So the ending, though, is really sad. The Ice Age happens, and they all freeze to death. And that's how the show ends. It doesn't show them dying, but it pretty much, you know, like, they're all huddled together at the very end, shaking and freezing to death.
But, like,
so that's how
my
dinosaurs
end. Like, but the baby's still a baby at the time, and that makes me sad.
I think he's the first to go.
Stop it. I mean, probably, though.
I think they're going to need a new baby for the new series.
They should have made another one called, like, Mammoths or something. Like, rolled it on through.
Shameless.
And it's been, like, a family of anthropomorphic mammoths.
I think that's called the Ice Age movies.
Oh, my gosh. But they're not anthropomorphic, really. You know, the animals are still pretty animal-y.
Hey, man, a mammoth is just a hairy-ass elephant.
Yeah. They're so cool.
All right. Next show, let's see. Mm-hmm. We already talked about that one. We talked about that one. Let's go with Step by Step.
Step by Step. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Did you ever watch it?
Yes, it was a good show.
That's very vague, Dakota. Can you, because I've been giving my opinions on a lot of these shows. Give your opinion on a show.
See, on Step by Step?
Mm-hmm.
Opinion of it, let's see here. The actors are pretty good. Some of the episodes are okay. Most of them are just your average, like, after-school special. Something bad happened, but it's all good by the end of the show. So.
That's
pretty much my opinion on it.
Got it. I don't have an opinion on that, really. I didn't really watch it. It's not. I
do know the dude that
really
played
into
Cody on the show, like, be his wife in real life, and that's why he's not a famous actor anymore.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, his name was, like, Shyla something or Shasha something.
Shasha.
He also played in the Kickboxer movies. Can I connect any of them to the MCU?
I don't know, can you? Is that like the new challenge? It's like every time that you mention something, you're just like, can I connect this to the MCU?
I'm thinking right now, and I don't know if I can. Ooh, I might have found one I can't connect to the MCU.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Might have to use some homework. So much serious.
I'm really thinking right here. If I drop that and connect after that. And 3 + 3 = 6. Okay. Minus that, add 2 to that, okay, I think I figured out pi,
I
can't connect it to the MCU.
I was like, I'm pretty sure that you switched from people to numbers, like, real quick.
I'm pretty sure I probably have ADHD, and that's why this show keeps going off the rail.
True that. Let's go to the next show on the list.
All right, well, next show on the list is Sister, Sister.
Right, so Tia and Tamara Lowry. Lowry?
Something of that nature.
Something like that. Mallory. No, I don't know. Something. Lowry in it. I think one of them, after that show, decided to do, like, less acting, and then the other one was like, I want to be a talk show host. She was on daytime TV for a while.
Yeah. See, after the show, I didn't really hear much about either one of them.
Yeah. And, like, they did, like, a reality show, right, where they were like, we're still sisters, and these are our husbands and our families. But I don't remember the name of it.
Did they marry twins? That would be awesome.
No.
Like, they each married twins and each have twins?
That would be a bitchin' show. I would just call the show Twinsies.
Twinsies.
Yeah, that's how creative I am, guys. So about twins, Twinsies.
I do know their little brother played in Smart Guy, that show.
Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he? I haven't thought about that show in a long time either.
I know, right? You think that show was a part of TGIF at one point?
Oh, I think it might have been.
I don't know.
Me, it might have been.
Well, let's jump from Friday night shows to Saturday morning shows. So we used to wake up as a kid on a Saturday morning, get that bowl of cereal, jump on the couch, turn on the TV. What would be the first thing you would turn on?
Are we talking like way back in the day, or are we talking like pretty recently?
Let's start with when you were a kid.
Like super kid time was definitely Looney Tunes, right?
Right.
Always Looney Tunes or Tom and Jerry. Oh my gosh. So it was like Looney Tunes for most of the year, and then when daylight savings time would hit, it would be Tom and Jerry.
Mine would be more like Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles and stuff like that, because I was like at that age during that time period. So
yeah. So my so funny side tangent story. So my brother and I, we used to really love Power Rangers. Warren was way more into them than I was, but I still really liked them. We had those action figures where their heads would flip, and it had like their action faces.
Dude, I had some of those
over. Yeah, and then like you would flip them, and it would be, and they'd be like in their masks and stuff. And so my brother and I, because we were dorks, we used to chase each other around the house and pretend like we were shooting them as guns at each other. Whenever they would flip their heads, it would be like we were shooting guns at each other. And to reload, we would have to put their real faces back. Yeah, no, it's so like it's so random and dumb, but that, like, that's who we were as kids.
I would have picked a toy that had more than one shot.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's like, pow, I missed. Let me flip the head back again.
Well, yeah, we would have to just reload. We would reload the head. We would just, like, flip the head back and duck behind doors and stuff. We would only have one bullet. Gotta make it count.
Gotta make it count.
War soldier.
Well, if you had more than one figure.
Well, because I had, of course, I had the Pink Ranger and the Yellow Ranger, and Orin had, like, all of the other Rangers because he was a boy.
I'm pretty sure I had the pink and green ones.
Nice. Green one's a good one. Pink one, Kimberly. I liked her, but I liked, what was her name, Trini? What was the Yellow Ranger's name? I forget.
I can't remember if the original one was Trini or the second one was Trini.
Yeah, I can't remember. Shoot. But I really
I know the original one died in like 2000 or something like that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Do you remember why?
Yeah. I want to say either cancer or a car wreck.
Oh, sad. So tragic.
Or maybe a cancerous car wreck. I'm not sure.
Oh, man. Double whammy. But in. How about, as far as, like, Saturday morning things where my brother and I are concerned. So, Pokemon Digimon or Yu-Gi-Oh?
I'm going to go with Digimon because I didn't watch a lot of Pokemon. I watched a little bit of Yu-Gi-Oh, but I did watch the first, I want to say, two seasons of Digimon. Now, after that, I couldn't tell you much.
Do you remember the theme song? Because I do. Digimon, digital monsters,
digital monsters are the
champions.
I think everybody remembers that.
I loved it. It was so repetitive.
I think it's the best ripoff show of Pokemon ever.
Yes. I loved it so much. And I loved that one, like, turned into an angel, right? It was, like, the most random evolution. It was, like, something
was that little,
with bat
wings
for
ears. Wasn't it?
No, it was a cat thing? It was a... That was the other one. It was the one... Well, that was the other angel, because there was a boy angel and there was a girl angel. And the girl angel was in the second season, and she was the one with the cat.
Okay.
And the one in the first season was, like, the little potato with bat ears, and then he turned into an angel.
I remember the cactus with boxing gloves.
Right? Ugh, so random. And, like... her human was that girl that wore the pink dress with a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And I was like, of course she has a cactus. Like, of course she's like quintessential Arizona girl. Right.
Right.
And,
the leader kid had the cool dinosaur one or whatever.
Yeah.
The loner had like the wolf. Oh my God. This show is all about emotions. Can we connect them to the MCU?
Right. Jean Grey. Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
You gotta control your emotions. Gotta control your emotions, Jean. Don't let the darkness consume you.
Okay, Saturday mornings. I know a lot of, like, Fox and ABC and all of them had like your Looney Tunes and all those shows. Now, when I was younger, I watched all that stuff. And when I got a little older, I started watching, like, Cartoon Networks. And it would be, like, Dragon Ball Z, Yu-Gi-Oh! Fuck, what else was on there?
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Ball was on there at one point. Well, if we're going to talk Dragon Ball Z, we got to start with Dragon Ball.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. All
right, so favorite characters.
Original Goku lore. Adorable. I love Goku. Love him so much. Loved him as a kid. Loved his character arc as he turned into an adult. He did Chi-Chi. From the beginning to the end.
See, that's what I saw Dragon Ball Z first before I actually got to see Dragon Ball.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the first episode I ever remember seeing, and I can remember it. It was New Year's. And at midnight, they were playing some kind of, like, Dragon Ball Z marathon or something like that. And I got to watch, like, the first season. And that was the first time I ever watched it. And I remember, like, the first episode with Raditz and, like, all that shit.
The first episode I ever watched of any kind of Dragon Ball universe was the Boo saga.
Okay.
Like when Majin Buu was there and all that.
Okay.
That
was
one got
good.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the Cell saga because I like how they did that.
Oh,
I thought that turned out good.
Yes. And I love, like, who's your favorite Dragon Ball character ever?
Are we going just Dragon Ball or like Dragon Ball Z and all that shit?
Everything. Whole universe.
I have to go with either Vegeta or Trunks. Grown-up Trunks.
Very nice. Yeah, grown-up Trunks is pretty awesome.
Vegeta. Goten's pretty... I like Goten.
Yeah. I really liked Vegeta's story arc.
Yeah.
He's still, like, super grumpy and, like, perpetually angry, like, little penis problem, right? Like, he's
the bad guy. But if somebody else is a bigger bad guy and they try to kill his friends, he's like, no, that's my job. You know, so No.
Right, exactly. Like, oh, nobody can kill my friends but me.
That's pretty much what happens in the Majin Buu thing. Like, he agrees to become one of his the soldiers or whatever, so he can fight Goku. Fights Goku,
yeah.
and then after like all that shit happens, and they start trying to kill everybody else, he's like, no, not my friend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody makes my friends bleed but me. My favorite was Piccolo. I love Piccolo. He was just so cool. I love him so much. His character arc was very similar, you know, except like he's not some kind of roided out maniac who's power hungry. He was just like all about honor and like fairness. Like, right, chaotic,
I hate to bring up a sore spot. What do you think of the movie Dragon Ball Evolution?
So, you want me to be 100% honest? I did not see it because I heard bad things. I was like, I don't want to watch something that's going to upset me. Did you watch it, and what were your thoughts?
It sucked. it was
so
beyond
I was right.
Sucky.
Okay, good.
Like, they ruined Piccolo. They made him look... Like, honestly, in the movie, Piccolo looks more like the Green Goblin.
No, you can't do that to him.
For real, he sort of like the Green Goblin mixed with Spock. And then,
well, I mean, personality-wise, he's very Spockish. But, like, Green Goblin, really? Ugh.
Oh, yeah, but look, they made him the main bad guy in the movie, though. Like, he was, like, some kind of mystical wizard that was, like, vanished from millions of years and then somehow got brought back or some shit.
Okay, that's weird. I'm gonna have to watch it now, though, because my interest is...
Once you watch it, though, you can never unwatch it, and... Yeah.
That was the same thing that happened with Avatar, right? Like, so... Love the show. Love it so much. Watch the
movie. You're talking about, like, the Airbender, right?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Avatar
gotcha.
Last Airbender. Yeah, watched the show. Loved it. Watched the movie. Was appalled. Like,
yes, I agree.
Just slipshod, thrown together. I think they're trying to make another one, but I'm like, why are you wasting your time?
Well, think
it's
of it this way. Resident Evil, like, 4 through 17 or whatever the hell they're on at now, makes more sense than Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh, gosh.
And those movies stopped making sense after, like, the second one, so.
I heard that they're doing a reboot of it, too. Like, that they're rebooting the Resident Evil universe.
Now, how the hell... Some movies, they shouldn't just reboot, like... I don't know. I think nowadays they're just rebooting everything.
I think people are just, like, they're lazy. They don't want to come up with new ideas. So they're just doing what they know.
How many different types of zombies can they actually come up with nowadays? Because you got your Walking Dead zombies, you got Resident Evil zombies, you got your 38 Days Later zombies, you got your zombies, you got your fucking other zombies.
You want to know the scariest one? Scariest zombie movie I ever saw, couldn't finish it because it was just too intense, was Train to Busan.
I don't know.
Yeah, Train to Busan.
Seen it. I think I saw a review about it.
Oh, man. I tell you what, that thing, oof. Because I also am not good with zombie movies. Like, I'm not that one. Vampires don't scare me. Werewolves don't scare me. Like, generally, like, monster movies don't scare me. Two things scare me. Zombie movies freak me out. And also, like, super, like, hyper-realistic slasher films. Like, Rob
Zombie. Like,
yes, like, Hitchhiker. Oh, my gosh. Like, that kind of stuff freaks me out so bad because it's really realistic to me, and zombies, for some strange reason, my brain is like, that's totally a viable thing that would happen. So I don't know why.
Speaking of Rob Zombie films, have you ever watched any of those fucking The House of a Thousand Corpses and all that bullshit?
Oh, gosh, what was the one? I only watched one of his movies because I have to be, like, incredibly stoned or I just can't handle it.
Right. Well, there's three of them that, like, connect together or something like that.
Oh, I didn't know that. There was, what was it, 23? Is that the name of it?
Well, there was House of a Thousand Corpses. It was the first one that I ever heard of. And then there was, fuck, what is it? Okay, Rob Zombie. The third one's called Three from Hell. But
okay, so Three from Hell, I heard, was really intense.
It doesn't make any sense because they all get killed off at the end of the second one. But in this one, it makes it where they all survived.
Mm-hmm.
But one dude died in real life before they finished filming the movie, so that's why he's not even in it half the time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Rob Zombie movies are kind of weird. Yeah, he puts his wife as, like, the lead role in everything, because that's the chick that's in all those movies. And then there's another weird one, that he directed that. Well, there's one with her in it where she's, like, a radio host or some shit, and there's witches after her. And I thought it was stupid shit, too. So, I don't know. Yeah.
Oh.
I forget the name of it.
I heard of that.
It's, like, where she does, like, a talk radio show or something, and then, like, some kind of ghost demon witch or something after and keeps killing people. It's one of those movies where it does like that, like, you know how Rob Zombie does, like, jumps back and forth in his movies and all that shit. It's a weird movie like that where you gotta actually just watch it to kind of catch what's going on in it.
Didn't he direct one of the Michael Myers movies?
He's directed, like, four of them.
Okay, so I only watched, because his, like, I don't know what it is.
The Halloween movies from, like, 2010 on or whatever, or from him.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? All of them?
I'm pretty sure.
Because there was, so I tried to watch one of them, and it was way too intense for me. I was like, I cannot, because it's when they, it was the opening scene of that one where the guys are taking him in the cadaver van and they get in the accident and he gets free. And then he, like, goes and kills the guy who's already dying because of the accident.
I think
he's like, help me. And then,
second one.
Oh man. That was so intense. I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this movie. And so my best friend, Sam, she's really into,
like
horror movies, and she made fun of me. No?
No, not, I mean, the original first one was good, not the remake first one that he did, because it was like, it was supposed to be Mike Myers as a kid, and like the backstory of like the way he is and shit. I don't care what made him the way he is. I just want to see him kill people. The whole point of me watching a Mike Myers movie. I don't care about the trauma of him getting picked on by some school bullies. Unless it shows him 20 years later killing the school bullies. I don't give a shit. Just show him putting the mask on and killing some fucks.
Where is the chase and how do I cut to it?
Exactly. I don't need a whole movie of him as a kid to set up a second movie of him as a kid through half of it just to grow up to fucking kill people.
Right. I gotcha. See, but that's like why I prefer like more psychological thrillers versus like straight up slasher films is because for me, building the anticipation of the upcoming death is like a big thing for me. It's way more dramatic because I get grossed out, you know, I get grossed out by certain like slasher film things. Like, it's just too much, too intense, it's too angry. But, like, if you make it a psychological thriller, I'm good with that because I like the creepy aspect. When I walk next to somebody on the street, are they actually, like, a serial killer in the making kind of thing? I like that.
Right.
Best best psychological thriller that I've ever seen, well, recent psychological thriller that I've ever seen, is The House That Jack Built. It's an independent film. I highly recommend it. It is about a man who slowly but surely becomes a serial killer, and all of the sick and demented ways that he kills people, and like his emotional journey as he becomes a serial killer is really cool. It talks about like the thrill of his first hunt, the thrill of like his first murder, how he gets victims, different ways he's killed women and children. Like, it's really, really good. It's really, really good. Yeah. It was just such a wild ride of a movie. And they have it on, they have the whole thing on YouTube for a price. I haven't been able to find it on any other platform, but they did have it on YouTube.
I'm going to check it out.
You guys are, yeah, it was, I rented it for like $4 and I had it for like ever. So I'm going to give you like a month to watch it or something.
Okay.
So, yeah,
definitely have to check them out.
Yeah,
I have to say one of my favorite horror movies, and it's not really scary, but it has like a good little plot to it. Is 30 Days of Night.
Oh, I know, it's so good. I love 30 Days of Night. I love like the psychology.
It's not just like scary,
it, right?
But it's like if vampires are real, you can see them doing that.
Absolutely, just waiting, and they would all be in places like Alaska. They 100% would, because that way they could go and feed, like, for a month straight. Are you kidding me? That would be perfect.
Right.
They would either be,
no, the second
they would either
one
be
sucks,
in Alaska.
But...
Did it. I didn't see it. I just saw the first one, and I was saying to myself, I was like, you know what? If I was a vampire, I would live in, like, Sitka, Alaska, or I would go someplace like Norway, Sweden.
Oh my god, and I can connect him to the MCU. The dude that plays this random stranger that comes into the town is the same guy that was in that Tom Hanks movie I was talking about. It's the same guy that plays Angel in the X-Men movie. Damn.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's also in a movie called Alpha Dogs. That's freaking good. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not. It was, like, based on a true story.
No, I've never heard of
it.
Never
heard of Alpha Dogs? It's, like, where this dude owed this, like, when I say gangbanger, I don't mean, like, some essay from the streets or something. Like, he was, like, this rich kid that, you know, went around selling drugs and shit. He owed him money. And they kidnapped his little brother. Like, this is all legit. That happened in real life.
Based on a true story.
Like, the little brother partied with him and shit for like the weekend and shit, and ended up killing him. Like, Justin Timberlake's in the movie.
What?
Yeah, it came out in like 06, 07. It's a good movie.
Oh, I don't. Those
and
years,
I can connect it again to the MCU, because the guy that plays the main character in it is the guy that played Gambit in that one Wolverine movie. Bam! Everything can be connected to the freaking MCU.
Wow, that's crazy. Like, 90s, the original, like, 90s show, the X-Men, right? X-Men,
uh-huh.
The Complete Series, I think is what it was called. Gambit was my favorite character. Him and Jubilee, man, like, they were, like, the bomb. Everybody was like, I want to be Storm. I was like, fuck no. I want to be Gambit.
Well, she's, like, the only one with, like, cool powers, though. Like, you got to think, Wolverine, yeah, he can shoot some claws. He can shoot some claws out of his fist, but, like, his real power is the healing thing. Because, if he didn't have the healing factor, he would shoot the claws out and bleed to death.
I guess that's true, yeah.
One chick stole her powers from freaking Captain Marvel, Rogue or whatever.
Yeah,
Jubilee can just flash you to death. He can do the same thing with a camera.
I mean, they can't play fireworks. I mean, you can blind somebody.
Gambit can throw – now, out of everything, because he can just touch shit and make it blow up, right? So out of everything, he picks cards. I would pick something a little heavier and stronger, you know? Like, I'm going to throw this rock at you. Make it go boom. Not this little playing card.
Pick up rocks.
Maybe he picks cards because he can get 52 tries. He's like, I ain't missing.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to just go. He's like, I'm out of ammo. I have to go to the corner store and go buy some playing cards.
Right.
They're like,
well,
Gambit,
damn,
we're in the middle of a war.
Yeah, right. Time out, guys. Time out.
Let me run into Walgreens.
Angel, can you find me to the store real quick, man? Anybody need anything while I'm going? You over there? Magneto, you need something?
Can I have a vitamin water?
He goes and gets snacks for everybody.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Well,
it's time to refuel.
This hour has gone by way, way too quick because it is. We got about 3 minutes left of the show. I'm telling you, hours go by quick on here. It's been fun as always. Thank you for being a great co-host. People, don't forget to wash your hands and wipe your asses and shit. And, yeah, that's about all I got to say. Anything you want to add before the show goes off?
Oh, no. Just thanks, you guys, for tuning in. And we'll do spooky theme next week. Let's try to do something spooky.
I'm down.
Yeah.
And if anybody can figure out how Wilson the volleyball fits into the MCU universe, let me know. Because as soon as we get off, that's what I'm going to go try to figure out. I don't remember what scene it was, but he's definitely in there somewhere.
To be continued. The Wilson saga continues.
It might be 20 years from now, but I will figure this out.
On your deathbed, he was in.
It's like, he was in X-Men 3. No wonder. Nobody watched that movie. It's okay. No wonder nobody saw him.
All right.
It's like when the bad guys broke into
the
house, he was in the room in the background.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny.
We should be good to yourselves. Right. We should do an episode sometime of just connecting everything to the MCU. Because I'm pretty sure we can do that.
I'm pretty sure you're right. We should just have a list of random things. No, it's not.
Yeah, one of the chicks played in Thor movie, the first two.
Oh,
she was
what? You're right.
She was Jane Foster's assistant or something.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't even... Gosh, they're
dun,
so sneaky.
Dun,
they just
sneak
these things by me.
Dun, dun,
what
dun.
If the MCU is the real universe? And all of these things are just alternate universes.
Well, don't tell the DC universe because, you know. They might try to put out another Joker movie. I don't know why I did that with quotation marks. Nobody can see me doing that. Anyways, guys, I did that with quotation marks.
That's funny. All right, y'all. Well, have a good weekend and be safe. Do something fun.
Oh, you know it. I'm off for the rest of the weekend. So.
Yeah. So you got to – well, Dakota works really hard because he's got all the podcasts and he has all of the real work to do. He's the hardest working man in showbiz.
I don't know about that, but I will take it. I like to say I'm above Tom Hanks, but below Brad Pitt, somewhere in there.
Oh, there you go. That's a good measurement, I guess. I don't really know. I don't really know that scale, but sure.
Dude, and I connect Brad Pitt to MCU.
No,
Brad Pitt was in Fight Club. With the Edward Norton dude who played the Hulk in the first Hulk movie for the MCU.
Oh, man. My gosh. I hate you so much.
American History X is now... I can connect Boy Meets World to it now, too, because of American History X and the Terminator movies. Because in American History X, Edward Norton's in there. and that fat dude that's in that movie is the fat guy from Boy Meets World, and then the little brother is the kid from the Terminator movies. Double bam.
Double bam. And I'm getting all kinds of school right now.
All right, let's end the show before I connect me to the MC.
All right, Sal, peace.
All right, everybody have a good night, and tune in this week sometime. We'll be doing another show. We'll post everything about it, so y'all won't be behind. And, yeah, everybody have a good night.
Good night, y'all.